What's going on, everybody? It's Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 42 of the B&E Podcast. Today, we are talking to Houston-based R&B act Germany. She's been making music for quite some time now and has actually been putting out music since 2014. She's been writing for herself and a bunch of other artists, and we talked about her history in music and where she is taking things in the future. Without further ado, let's go right into it. It's Germany on the Breaking and Entering Podcast. Germany, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us here on the Breaking and Entering Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. We found you through Reverb Nation, and we, you know, heard your song, really, really liked it. But we want to get to know more about you. So we want to know, how did you kind of get your start in music? What was the very earliest sort of, exposure that you had to music?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised here in Houston, Texas, and I actually grew up singing in church, so that's pretty much where I kind of found my love for music at a really early age, growing up singing like in the children's choir, and then once school started, I started singing in my school choir, and it just kind of grew from there. I've always been really drawn to anything music related, so it really started in church when I was little.
Okay. You have a few singles out and I believe an EP as well. But you first started putting out music, that I'm seeing here in 2014. When did you make the transition into starting to write and record your own material?
So I started transitioning. I mean, I've always written since I was like pretty much ever since I could read and write. I started, you know, writing music and kind of falling in love with it on a different level. But after like middle school was when I decided like, hey, I want to start really trying to like write and pursue music on a bigger level. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started kind of writing and playing around with melodies and really taking myself more serious as an artist during my high school years. And then I started releasing music later on after I kind of hooked up with some different producers and started going to the studio and practicing my craft more, doing more research on music and things like that.
Yeah, and I'm seeing here that you put out music in 2014 and 2016, and then there was a little bit of a break between between Gimme in 2016 and your first single Notice Me in 2019. Was there any kind of, have you been kind of bouncing around a little bit, doing different things, or what was the kind of reason for that break?
Yeah, so I've also been trying to focus. That break was more so focusing also on like the writing aspect versus just being a singer. So also, even now, I'm really trying to get into writing for commercials and movies and things like that, and kind of broadening the aspect versus just being an artist.
Yeah.
Kind of opening up my mind to other avenues of music as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm seeing here that you released your debut EP last year, Feels. And that's got to be a whole different kind of animal, I would assume, when you're putting together a full body of work as opposed to putting out singles, right?
Oh, absolutely. The creative process is completely, I wouldn't say completely different, but more intense than just putting out a single here and there. Because when you put out a full project, everything kind of has to flow accordingly. And you take a lot more time with, trying to find the right producers to work on that project for the idea that you're trying to create and bring forth.
Okay. And what is your process when you hop into the studio? Because, I mean, I'm sure everybody is completely different, some bands get in and they can jam out a song and make something happen. You're more in the R&B world where it's more of a producer and an artist kind of working, you know, hand in hand kind of thing. Do you write while you're in the studio, or when do you actually get to start writing your music?
So typically I write like at home, and then when I go to the studio, I already have pretty much most of what I want prepared as far as everything is written. And then I record everything, and then me and the producer kind of vibe there, and we add on to whatever I already wrote. So as far as like ad-libs, melodies, anything extra, we just kind of go from there, vibe, and then we create.
Okay. Is there any sort of pressure because, you know, R&B is kind of blowing up right now on a national level? Do you feel any kind of pressure as a independent artist to, you know, really like reach a little bit more than you might usually do when you write to make like the catchy kind of pop crossover single or like something that you feel like maybe isn't the most authentic thing, but you could catch one and make some, you know, some quick money on it or anything like that?
I mean, the pressure is always there, but I think at the end of the day, when you're a true artist, you kind of stay true to what you feel is more important and what you feel flows with yourself as an artist versus trying to hop on what's trendy. And then I think what also makes good or great artists is when they're able to kind of intertwine those two, not just hopping on what's trendy, but also being true to yourself and figuring out a way to do both at the same time.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, I can feel that for sure. Mm-hmm. You're a singer in Houston, an R&B singer in Houston. We know that there is one particular very famous R&B singer from Houston. But what artists do you listen to? Who do you listen to kind of get inspired when it comes to making your music?
Well, of course, a huge inspiration for me is, of course, Beyonce. I grew up listening to Destiny's Child, so I mean, it's no way I couldn't be inspired by that growing up as a little girl in Houston. But also, Michael Jackson was a huge influence as well on my music. And I love Ariana Grande. I'm a huge fan, so I definitely listen to her a lot. Mm-hmm. And I listen to mainly Ariana Grande. I'm a big fan of Bruno Mars, Chris Brown, Usher. I also love Toni Braxton. So, I mean, it's just so many great R&B artists that I listen to. But mainly, I would say, besides Beyonce and Michael Jackson, I listen to a lot of Ariana Grande.
Okay. Very cool. Your EP came out in February of 2020, which mm-hmm. the whole world looked a lot different then. Things looked a lot more optimistic. Take us through that process a little bit. How does it feel to put out a project and then not really be able to kind of take it out to the world because everything kind of, you know, shuts down and out of nowhere, you know, it seems like.
Exactly. So all I can say is thank God for the internet because social media is a huge force behind a lot of artists, and it's a huge help because even though the pandemic was going on during that time, shortly after I released my project, everybody was still on social media. So fortunately for a lot of the artists that make music, we can use social media as a platform to be able to promote. So that has been a huge, huge help.
Yeah, definitely. We are looking like we're at the tail end of this sort of situation. So I have to ask, what does 2021 look like? What is the rest of, you know, do you go back to that project and then try to maybe give it a little bit extra life and try and put that out there in a more physical sense now?
Well, I feel like for me, I'm basically just using social media as much as I can right now. I mean, hopefully things let up, but I'm still not completely comfortable. I know that some artists are having shows and things like that now. But at this point, I'm working on new music and constantly trying to challenge myself to become a better artist and a better writer, mm-hmm. especially. So that's really where my focus is right now.
Okay. If you had to guess a number of songs that you've written since the pandemic has started, what would you guess for a number?
Man, I don't know. Because also, I wouldn't say like, you have a lot of ideas that come and you might start writing, but you may not necessarily complete the song and then you go back to it later. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know if I even really have a number because there's so many ideas and maybe like choruses or maybe verses that I put like in my phone notes and then I go back to them later.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. I get that. I am very much the same way of putting an idea in my phone and let it sit there and then eventually... But then I also have like a ton of notes that are just like, you know, do this thing or do that, and or like things that are incomplete and don't make any sense to me. you know, I always try to go back and find them and you know, make sense of what that was supposed to be in reference to.
Exactly.
We talked a little bit about influences, but we can also try to manifest some things here with the podcast. Maybe speak some things into fruition. If you have to pick one artist that you could work with, or maybe let's say one producer, either or, you know, who would you maybe select? Who was like the first name that comes to your mind?
Okay, well, of course, Beyonce comes to mind as an artist that I would love to work with. As far as producer, I would love to work with Timbaland. Okay. Definitely. He's like my dream producer collab, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a, he's a bona fide hit every time, you know, just about, you know, anytime he wants to make something, be the hugest single in the world, he can do that. That I could see that.
Exactly.
For sure.
Definitely.
When you're using social media a lot, and when you're doing that to kind of promote things as an independent artist, do you think it's harder for you to kind of break out into the noise of social media and make yourself stand out? Or do you think that it's a, it's just been an avenue that's been successful for you?
I think that at the end of the day, it's just a process of figuring how to make it work for you and finding your kind of ideal audience and your fan base. But I think that takes time. I think that really at the end of the day, that's, you just have to be patient, because I feel like as long as you are promoting, doing the work and staying consistent, then that's when you see the results.
Okay. And then I have to ask, you've got a lot of singles out. And I know you have a body of work with your EP as well. Does it feel like there's more pressure to put out a full length like project, like a debut album at this point? Or do you think that, you know, singles might be the way to go with streaming? Because I know it's something that every artist tackles differently, you know?
Right. So I think as time goes on, like we're in 2021 now, I feel like it's actually more pressure to put really for you to put out singles, because like you said, with streaming, it seems like people really kind of gravitate more towards singles than they do like a full body of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a great avenue to just kind of continue to put out singles. But as an artist, it's kind of a catch 22, I guess, because I feel like I appreciate when artists put out a full project.
Right.
Especially when it's one that I can listen to like from beginning to end. And a lot of the artists that I look up to, they always put out full projects and they always like bring it with every single project. So as an artist, I kind of want to challenge myself to be able to do that same thing, mm-hmm. to be able to put out a full body of really good work. So
yeah, and I'm
kind of,
yeah, I kind of am jaded when I listen to music, because I listen to so much that, like, yes, a full body of work makes sense to me, and it's something that I want to hear where they're going. But, like, the casual fan, I think, is always more engaged in, like, what's the quick single that I can get to, like, figure out who this person is and then find out, you know, mm-hmm. what they are all about.
Exactly.
So with that said, if you had to pick one of your singles for people to listen to get the best idea of your sound, which of the singles would you pick?
Gimme.
Okay. Any particular reason?
I just love, I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs that I've recorded. And also, I just love my vocals on that track. I feel like it showcases my vocal ability probably the best out of all the songs mm-hmm. that I've done. So I would say Gimme.
Okay. And then this last one we will ask you is maybe a little bit of a tough one, but what is the overarching goal, like the big lofty goal for you for, you know, having a music career? What is the intent?
So the intent for me is to really just be able to put out music on a regular basis that where I have the financial freedom to be able to put out music, and music is providing for me, it's providing for my family. Mm-hmm. I'm touching people through my music, and I'm able to ultimately do what I love, which is to sing and to write, whether that be writing for other artists, writing for movies, commercials, you know, different avenues. I'm not really, I don't really want to put myself in a box of what I'm able to do. So I want to keep all those avenues open. But ultimately, being able to touch people through my music, even if it's writing for other artists.
Absolutely. Well, that's definitely something we can get behind. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. If they want to get in touch with you on social media, where do they go ahead and do that?
You guys can find me at Germany Music. So I'm always on Instagram at Germany Music. I also, you guys can check out my website, which is germanymusic.com. And yeah, that's where you guys can find me.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, Germany, it's been a pleasure. We will make sure to stream the hell out of your singles and check those out as well. And yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for taking time to sit down with us on the Breaking and Entering podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Germany for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. Make sure you check out her most recent EP, Feels. It's available on all streaming platforms right now. And you can check out new music every single day at breakingandentering.net. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, or just about anywhere else on the internet. We've got a radio show on Spotify, and you can support this program on any platform that you get your podcasts at. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time on the Breaking and Entering podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in at the end of the episode again and let you know that every week on Twitch, you can watch The Writer's Room. You can join myself and the host of the Mr. Nice Guy podcast, as well as Breaking and Entering contributing writer Ben Slowey, as we sit down and talk about the week in Milwaukee music, and we play some local music videos in between as well. You can catch the show every Tuesday at 5 o'clock on twitch.tv/breakingandentering1. That's Breaking and Entering at the number 1.